On today's show, Ford and Dodge are reviving two iconic models. Used car prices were supposed to go down, but they're not. And FCA scores mega views with music videos. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for August 27th of 2015. Well, suddenly, we're back to the 1960s. Both Ford and Dodge are said to be reviving two of their iconic brands, the Bronco and the Barracuda. Both those brands started back then. The Ford Bronco debuted in 1966 and cemented its image with enthusiasts as Parnelli Jones raced Broncos prepared by Bill Strope that ran in the Baja 1000, Pikes Peak, and other off-road events. As we reported yesterday, Ford is considering building the Ranger pickup at a plant in Michigan, but it may not generate enough volume to fill the plant with just that model, so it's adding a new Bronco. Besides, Ford needs models to respond to GM's midsize pickups and the runaway success of the Jeep brand. The Ranger and Bronco certainly fit that bill. Supposedly, the new Bronco will have a body-on-frame construction, so it could round down the same line as the Ranger. Meanwhile, the Barracuda is making a comeback and was shown to dealers at a meeting in Las Vegas yesterday. While the Barracuda debuted in 1964 as a Plymouth, the new one will hit the market in 2018 as a Dodge. It will be built on the same platform as the Alfa Romeo Giulia, and presumably the Dodge Charger and Challenger will migrate to that platform. To distinguish the Barracuda from those two models, it will be sold as a convertible. And by the way, the new Charger is reportedly going to look a lot like a concept car that was shown in 1999. And we'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. Hyundai, learn more at Hyundai.com. And by Pure Michigan, leading the automotive world in intelligent connected vehicles. We run on brain power.
We're all familiar with product placements in TV shows or movies, but those traditional outlets don't have the same impact that they used to. So to grab the attention of millennials, FCA has teamed up with a number of musicians to show off its cars in their music videos. Wiz Khalifa's video, See You Again, from the most recent Fast and Furious movie, features the Dodge Charger and Challenger. According to Wikipedia, it's the top viewed video globally to date on YouTube. FCA also has deals with Warner, Universal, and Sony to integrate its vehicles and music videos from their respective artists. And so far it's been successful. The company says videos with its vehicles in them have amassed 2.5 billion views on YouTube. Click the link in today's transcript if you want to see all the artists FCA has collaborated with. After new car sales plunged during the Great Recession, used car prices climbed as a shortage of used cars developed. But prices were supposed to moderate once new car sales recovered. But that's not happening. Even with the SAR topping 17 million units last month, used car prices have seen a significant increase in 2015, according to a report from Edmunds. The average used car now sells for a whopping $18,800, which represents a 7.6% jump compared to this time last year. The increase can be attributed to a large number of vehicles 5 years and newer hitting dealer lots. The average age of a used vehicle is now 4.5 years, and also, there's still high demand for vehicles over 10 years old. While you might think luxury vehicles are pushing prices upward, it's actually vans and trucks that have seen the biggest spike in transaction price. The Shelby GT350 is a very special car with a very special engine, and it should come as no surprise that Ford wasn't going to stick any old transmission behind the most powerful naturally aspirated engine it has ever produced. The track-ready car features a special Tremec 6-speed manual that was developed with durability, shift performance, and lightweighting in mind. Each gear was milled to remove unstressed material and reduce weight. Between the engine and transmission is a dual-mass flywheel with a dual-disc clutch that enhances smoothness while reducing NVH. It even allows for the elimination of damping springs in the clutch hub, which even further reduces weight. While these are just a few of the highlights, when you add everything together, Ford thinks this transmission is capable of banging through the gears all day long. Coming up next, China's slowdown is causing prices of rare earth metals to drop. A few years back, there was a scramble to find a new source for rare earth metals. That's because China, which dominates the world's supply, clamped down on exports. Rare earth metals are critical for producing efficient hybrid and electric vehicles and for military equipment. So the United States started scrambling to open a domestic mine to produce rare earths. And Molycorp opened a mine in Colorado that meets strict U.S. environmental regulations. But now, with China's economy slowing down, prices for rare earth metals have plummeted. And because of that, Molycorp is idling that Colorado mine. Instead, Molycorp will continue production at its mines in Estonia and, of course, in China. Hey, be sure to join us for Autoline After Hours later today. One of the items on our agenda, the Ford GT meet, where GT owners from all over the country are getting together. We'll have one of them in the studio with us. That all gets going at 3 p.m. Eastern Time today. So be sure to join John and Gary for some of the best gearhead talk in the business. That wraps up today's report. Thank you for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.